You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insights from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal-Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal-Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Here it is. Some people take a 4 or 5 day weekend. Not Doug due to Jim Langan and Merritt Lawson. Filling in for Jeff Babel, who is taking an extended weekend today. Going down to see the Royals. He's got some bachelor party going on.
Is that right?
Those were the days.
That's, yeah, that, any day's good to see the Royals play.
Well, damn, lately they got to get it going, Jimmy. Here you go. What are they, 4 and... I don't know. It's something bad.
They were 17 and 10 at one time. Yeah. So whatever they are now.
So what are they, 21 and 23, I think?
Yeah, so that makes them.
One run loss again last night.
4 and 11 or whatever. And they kind of had the, where they had runners at first and second. The guy hit a line drive to the right fielder, I think, to end the game. Right.
So that's the way they roll. But we've got a lot to talk about on the show today. We're going to get a chance to catch up with Brett Maher out in New York. He is signed with the Jets. He is trying to get himself a job. He's got a contract, but now he's trying to become the starting kicker for the New York Jets. We'll see how it's went so far for him after rookie camp. We'll also talk with Brian Munson of Big Red Report on our TNL recruiting update. So that's coming up on the show today as well. Plus, I guess this is where we've got to start. Did you watch or listen to the Husker baseball game yesterday at all? I mean, I did. Listen to it, and then it was, whatever it was, 1-1 in the fifth, I think, when our 5 o'clock sports, and so then I watched the rest of it. Man, oh, man, I know they're kids. I know they're young men, young women, but how can you walk a guy with the bases loaded on 4 pitches? And Darren Erstad stuck up for him after the game, but Dylan Vogt just hasn't been the man this year. His ERA is nearly 5. That's not what you want from a closer, Jimmy.
No, that's too bad. And when that happens, there's a lot of pressure just to throw a strike sometimes. You know, no one else has have to do that. I mean, you've got, I don't know how many people were in the crowd and all the players on defense and, you know, the offensive players got the bat in his hand. And, you know, but sometimes, you know, it's just, you know, you get down 2-0, you know, no matter how bad you want to throw a strike. And, you know, you look in the NBA, they get down to the crunch time, and how these guys shoot free throws a little different than they do.
Yeah, you know. Even if they're really good. But I will say this.
Okay.
I will nitpick at this one thing.
Okay.
Bases loaded, tie game, bottom of the ninth, you're down 3-0. You're a coach. You're an umpire, Jimmy. You've seen this. Tell me what you do. The kid, he didn't even throw a fastball. Mm-hmm. He didn't even throw. What are you trying to get cute for? And that's one thing from the league. I mean, I've mentioned it a couple of times. You've seen it. If you're not in the pros and it's 0-2, where's that? Ooh, this is a good time to try out my curveball, my knuckleball, my invented practice ball.
Right.
It's never a strike, and it's never close.
You know, when the runner's on third base and the game's tied or it's a one-run game, you know, a lot of times it's really hard for that pitcher to throw that weird pitch because it could give you a pass ball.
Yeah.
You know, but you're right. I mean, when you got a 3-0 count or 2-0 count, you do have to throw a four-seam or a two-seam fastball and make sure that, you know, you're trying to get something right down there. It doesn't have to be right in the middle of the plate. Let's be honest about that. But in the ninth inning, it kind of does.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Who cares?
Make him swing the bat.
Yeah, right.
He could hit it right on a button, and it could be right at the third baseman, and and you get your out, and then you can go back to playing regular defense. But nonetheless, Nebraska now has to play this afternoon at 3:35. They got a little bit of a break when Indiana did beat Minnesota last night, because it's just a weird bracket. They make the worst seeds play, which is a good thing. So Illinois and Minnesota will get going at 12:05 on the Big Ten Network. Then the winner of that turns right around and plays Nebraska at 3:35, and that game will be heard, as always, on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Then tonight, Indiana and Ohio State play in the winner's bracket. Nebraska needs to win four games. It would be 3:30 today, 3:30 tomorrow. Then if they win a 3:30 tomorrow, they turn right around and play in the finals at 7:05. And if they would happen to win that, then they'd have to play the same team again on Sunday in that final championship game.
Doug, do you know, are all those games televised on the Big Ten Network?
Every single one.
That's right. So, hey, you know, if you're looking for something to do and you don't have anything else to do, the Huskers keep on winning. They got a lot of games to watch.
It is fun to watch. Sometimes it's irritating, but it is fun. And Iowa looking for a new baseball coach. He's been with us on the show a couple of times. Jack Dom, they just haven't been able to turn the corner at Iowa, and he is let go, or as they say, his contract was not renewed. 10 years after leaving Creighton at Iowa, and Jack Dom is out of a job with the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, sometimes you go to a spot, you know, what's lucrative, really, about, you know, like the Nebraska men's basketball job? Well, lucrative is, hey, no one's won for a while. I can go in there, and if I can just kind of go 500 or a little above 500 and maybe turn this program around, it'll go on. I think that, you know, the salary's going to be a lot better than it is. But I'll tell you what, the way it's gone in the past, if you look at some of the people we've hired, those were really good coaches at some other programs. And right now, it's just really hard at sometimes to turn a program around and to get that upper echelon, you know, to win more than, you know, you can do it every once in a while. You can go, hey, we went 12-8, or you did, but just to win all the time and beat these programs that are used to winning, because they have to fall down a little bit.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, that, well, you know, probably Bill Snyder at Kansas State, when I look back at all programs around what he did at Kansas State, as many years as they did not win, he comes in and wins, and he leaves, and what happened to Kansas State? He comes back. He comes back, and they're winning. Again, I mean they're not going to win it. You know, if you're trying to win a national championship at Kansas State, or are you trying to win the conference, or are you trying, you know, some things, maybe get a bowl game victory. But, you know, to say you're going to beat Alabama, you know, and they had this year they were kind of in the talk, at least. You know, there's 10 teams, 8 teams, whatever. But, you know, what he did at Kansas State, that doesn't happen very often.
Well, and speaking of college football, we'll talk about that with Brian Munson of Big Red Report in our next segment. And get your eyes out. The preseason football magazines are starting to come out. So if you're traveling this weekend or you need some reading material, check it out. There are a couple of college football preseason magazines out, and Phil Steele's preseason All-American team should be here momentarily. He throws that out right around Memorial Day weekend. Also, Nebraska softball gets things going tomorrow as they take on Oregon. And if you like softball, watch ESPNU, because that's going to be a heck of a pitcher's duel. You got the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year in Tatum Edwards of Nebraska going against the Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year in Jessica Moore, who picked up her 100th career win last time out. And Oregon hasn't lost at home. About everything possible points against Nebraska. So we'll see if they can get the best 2 out of 3. See if they can get one and force it to that third game. Also, something to keep an eye on this afternoon is that the Nebraska School Activities Association Board of Directors, they're holding their monthly meeting, which I find odd, Jimmy, because, you know, like lawyers and bankers, why would you work the day before a holiday? But the NSAA, maybe this is it. Then they're done for the summer. Lincoln and Grand Island putting in their bids for state volleyball. And now that Lincoln has Pinnacle Bank and they're going to update the Devaney, it'll be interesting to see if Grand Island can hold on for 2014. I don't expect that there'll be a vote today, but there could be. The presentations are today.
You know, that being on that board of directors is kind of a tough thing, because you do know, you know, let's say Kearney wanted to do something, and we, of course, our board of directors from Kearney, and he, you know, he's going to really try to back that as much as he could, I would imagine. But all of a sudden, you know, somebody comes in and they go, hey, you know, Grand Island bid $20,000 and Kearney bid $18,000. Well, then you're going to say, hey, for $2,000, I'm going to pick Kearney. But if somebody comes up with some money, a tremendous amount of money for the NSAA, you've got to do the right thing. And if there is that much money, you know, that somebody's going to put a bid out there. You've got to try to give them that.
So we'll see how that plays out today, if any decision is made where state volleyball will be in the near future. And yesterday, of course, it was announced Nebraska's homecoming game is at 11 a.m., and that brings us to our Midtown Mart cooler question. Our last one, which slate of NFL games do you like? Do you like what it is now, or maybe one of the changes? 2 preseason, 16 regular season, expanded playoff. 50% of you voted for that. 2 preseason and 18 regular season games. Another 50% voted for that. It was kind of right down the middle. So people want change. That's what it all comes down to. And our Midtown Mark Cooler question for this extended holiday weekend, what is your favorite kickoff time for a college football game? Morning, afternoon, evening? I love the afternoon. If you are one of those folks, I just think it's good in all aspects, especially for Nebraska. If you want to go down and back on game day, you can. If you want to party and tailgate, you've got plenty of opportunity to do so pre and post. I just love the afternoon kickoff of 2:30, 2 o'clock, 1:30. It's okay. I hate the morning kickoffs. Just despise them, detest them, hate them. It takes away, I think, for folks. I mean, let's face it, a lot of folks work maybe a half day on Saturday, and they can get out of there at noon, and they can still go watch the game on TV. Night games, what the heck? They're fine. It's nice to have a few of those as well, but I would vote for afternoon. What's your favorite, Jimmy?
Well, I think you made an interesting comment. I think with TV and you have the 11 a.m. game, I mean, if you're going to have the 11 a.m. game, then your next round's going to be around that 2:30, 2:45 area.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have that 11 a.m. game. So I suppose I like that 2:30, 2:45 game. I always liked the 1 o'clock games when I was, you know, back in the 1960s and 70s. You know, that's when people played, was at 1 o'clock. Or, you know, maybe in the East Coast they actually played at 1 o'clock, which is noon our time. But, you know, I don't mind the night games when the weather's good. I like nice weather. If I'm going to be outside, I really like nice weather. And I like a good parking spot. Wouldn't that be nice if you were just driving up there and somebody was just working out at the University of Nebraska? And, you know, they didn't really want to go to the game. But here, just as you're driving by, they're going to leave. You know what I mean? They're going, hey, hold it. You know, but so
Don't you always get good parking?
No, I really
come on.
I probably do better than most, if I'm honest about it, yeah.
Hey, and as we're talking about this, this just comes in from Keith Mann at Nebraska. It has been announced that the Nebraska regular season game with Iowa will be televised by ABC at 11 a.m. We knew the 11 a.m., I guess, and it just continues. So the game in Lincoln the day after Thanksgiving with Iowa will be at 11 a.m. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Brian Munson of Big Red Report.
Corona wants to make your summer better, so we're giving away digital cameras every week this summer.
I have to take a picture of your toast.
My toast.
That was blurry.
Do you mind holding it up for me?
Yeah, okay.
Your thumb's on the crust.
Oh.
Okay, no flash this time. I'm trying to bring out the grains. Panorama. Marmalade.
Can you pass the syrup?
Hold that still. I've got to put a 70s filter on this. Hashtag best toast ever.
Don't let this guy win your camera. Corona's giving digital cameras away every week to make your summer better. Take it to the game, to the bar. Bring it on your weekend getaway. Don't post those photos, though. They'll get you in trouble later in life. Visit your local retailer for specially marked Corona and Corona Light packages and enter the Corona Live It, Share It, Win It sweepstakes every week at coronasummer.com. Corona. Find your beach. No purchase necessary. Residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. 21 and older only. Mailed entry deadline September 27, 2013 for the last drawing. Void where prohibited. Complete details and rules at coronasummer.com.
Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please...
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition. stomach saying, feed me. We'll head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to grab a good bite to eat, have a cold drink, hang out with your buds, and watch your favorite sports. Sounds like you're hungry right now. We'll text Ham's Offer to the number 90210, and they'll send you special food and drink discounts right to your phone. Plus, a buy one, get one just for signing up today. That's Ham's Offer to 90210, and get your keister over to Cunningham's Journal, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun during the day today with highs around 71 with a few isolated showers and storms developing around the area. Southeast winds will remain gusty. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 62. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now it's 61.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to give you a chance to win some tickets to tonight's Nebraska Danger Game during the show today. So be listening for your last chance to win tickets to tonight's game. Right now, though, it is time for our TNL Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system? Well, with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, their proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Reading some of the social media, I don't get on the blogs a whole lot, Jimmy, but I already see that people are disappointed that Nebraska has not offered Papillion La Vista's Kenzo Cotton a scholarship just because he ran a 10.41 at the state track meet. And he does have interest and some offers from other big-time schools. Fans, okay, so he's 10-4 and he's the son of a former Husker. Does that make him a football player?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm sure Bo Pelini's got a plan on how he likes to attack this. You know what I mean? He's probably got thinking, hey, you know, I'm gonna, you know, what just because he hasn't offered doesn't mean hasn't, you know, I don't know anything about this. You know, I do know one thing: everybody's got to have their own plan and what they think's the best method to do that.
Well, that's why we bring in Brian Munson. Brian, should they offer him just because he ran a 10-4?
No, but it puts you on the radar. You know, you watch Kenzo Cotton's film real closely, and you see a guy that's playing corner, and you get a guy you see a guy that is very raw. He athletically, he is off the charts. You're going to have a very hard time beating him vertically, which is something I think that is needed in the Nebraska secondary, a little speed. However, when you can't compensate for not having that natural instinct, you know, when you make that jump from Class A and you're a raw player at the Class A level in Nebraska, and you're jumping to the elite levels of Division I football, and maybe you have a little bit of an edge when it comes to athleticism and flat-out speed, you can't make up for, you know, when it comes to overall just comfort at the position and natural instincts and ability. I like the approach that Nebraska is taking here. Now, I think that, you know, Kenzo obviously had a Kent State offer. He picked up a Wisconsin offer. I think it's a great move by Wisconsin. I mentioned this on our board, to go in there. And Nebraska's been trying to, you know, to beat up Wisconsin in their own backyard, you know, by grabbing A.J. Natter last year, trying to grab some guys out of there this year. It's about time Wisconsin tried to return the favor a little bit to Nebraska, so I get that. But at the same time, Nebraska has to evaluate this position very carefully. You're looking at a guy, I think, that has tremendous upside. The downside is you got a guy that right now that just has that natural ability, but you don't know where he really fits. Is he going to be a corner? Is he going to be a safety? Is he a guy that's going to maybe even be like a slot or a wide receiver, and can he catch the football? Yes, has the bloodlines, has great speed. Probably don't leave the state as being the fastest player, you know, fastest runner, fastest track athlete, however you want to say it, in the state's history, which is really saying something. And I think that does translate to some sort of ability on the football field. Whether or not that's Nebraska caliber, I think he has to go through the camps and see how coachable he really is and see what Nebraska feels like where he could really play.
We're talking with Brian Munson of Big Red Report, part of the Scout.com crew here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's let's run down some kids here in a little bit, but the Big Red Weekend is coming up on June the 15th. They are starting to put together a list of guys that are going to be coming in. What do you think of the list so far, and what, for Husker fans that aren't familiar with Big Red Weekend, what does this entail?
So Big Red Weekend was an idea that Ross Ells and the rest of the coaching staff put together for Nebraska last year. It was more or less just another reason for recruits to come to Lincoln. Come check us out. It's kind of a second junior day. It's a little bit more of I don't know how you want to say it. It's more of an invite weekend as opposed to just an all-out, hey, if you can show up, go ahead and come on. There are specific invitations that are being extended for those players to show up. I know last year Nebraska had a lot of success when it came to Big Red Weekend. A lot of commitments were already coming in. Of course, there were a few more credits on the board. But at the same time, the guys that were there that were visiting that were not committed at that moment, and most of them ended up committing to Nebraska in the long run. You look at a guy like Marcus Newby last year, who was in there for Big Red Weekend as a commitment to Nebraska. The one guy that pops up, to the top of my head. So far, we're really putting the list together. The guy that I like is out of Wyoming, Taven Bryant. Kind of an offensive lineman that's, four offers by the time he came in for the spring game to Nebraska in early April. Now into double-digit offers, including offers from Oregon, Oregon State, some big ones, Washington, Nebraska has since offered him since he went back home. Kind of a guy that can play offensive line, defensive end, tight end, just an athletic, big-bodied guy. I mean, I honestly struggled going back through my history of just kind of recruiting the recruiting area in the Midlands area of a player that's ever gotten this much attention ever before out of the state of Wyoming. And I know that Wyoming has put out some Division I talent, but nothing like what Bryant has. That guy is exceptional. I did catch up with a couple more guys throughout the week. Jason Hall's talking about getting up there, Nebraska commit from down here in Dallas. And I know that there's, like Luke Gifford and DJ Foster are going to be shoo-ins to show up. A couple guys that I was disappointed to find out earlier this week that were not set to come in yet were Jimmy Swain from Lee Summit, Missouri. Now, I think Jimmy Swain is an ideal linebacker for Nebraska's 4-3. I think he's the kind of athletic middle linebacker that Nebraska's really looking for, can really go sideline to sideline and do some different things. And the other guy that I was disappointed to find out last night or the night before that wasn't coming in was tight end defensive end from Iowa, Matt Nelson. He has not really set up the plans yet. He's actually got a return visit back to Notre Dame on his calendar, and he's also going to Stanford, but he doesn't have plans yet to go to Nebraska. I find that very disappointing.
We're talking with Brian Munson, and he is filling us in on the latest Husker recruiting news here. I got a couple more Texas names in front of me here in Josh Kalou. And how about this guy, T.V. Williams? He's coming to Big Red Weekend, 5'10", all 150 pounds of him.
Now, T.V. is in my neck of the woods. That's a McKinney guy. So McKinney is North Texas, north of the Dallas Metroplex. T.V.'s got speed to burn. And it's exactly the type of wide receiver that Nebraska's kind of looking, as a guy that can come in and really replace Bell when Bell has to go ahead and move on. Kind of a great little compliment to Jamal Turner. Kind of Jamal Turner-like, a little shorter, a little lighter, but a kind of guy, that I think ends up filling out a little bit, weighing 590 pounds, and still remains extremely quick. In fact, I think TV's spring game is either tonight or tomorrow. I need to go back and double check my calendar on that one. And I was planning on maybe going out to that. So TV is a guy definitely to keep your eyes on. I know that initially he was planning on getting up for the spring game. Travel plans fell through for him. There's a little bit of a Nebraska connection there at his high school, former person that used to work in the Nebraska football office is now at TV's high school. And I think you're getting a lot of background information from him about how good Nebraska is and how he could fit in. So I feel really good about Nebraska's chances with T.V. Williams.
And again, as I just kind of scour the site here, I see that Nebraska, as probably most teams do, are still trying to find some quarterbacks. I come across the names of, what do we got here? We got Zach Darlington as one of those guys, and we've also got Kendrick Doss. What can you tell us about those two?
So Zach Darlington is going to be coming to Nebraska as soon as basically he's out of school at Apopka, Florida. Zach will be making a trip. I think it's January 6th. And I think he'll be in Nebraska from like June. June 6th.
If the weather's shitty enough, well, I don't need you to make it January, okay?
You know, and I sit there and I June 6th, June 7th, June 8th, and I think after that he goes on a mission trip for a couple weeks to the Bahamas with his team, and then he goes back and he does a camp visit to Ohio State, I think the 20th or so. I just caught up with him earlier this week. Now, Kenneth Doss is an interesting guy. This is a guy right here that Nebraska's identified fairly early in his process. You know, he's got a few offers. I think Nebraska's pretty much the biggest out of that one. And Tim Beck has just got an eye for guys, you know, when it comes to identifying people that would work out great in his system. I still think, though, I give the edge to Darlington here. And the reason why I think I like Darlington a little bit better than any of the quarterbacks that are on the board, talking about the son of a head coach, so a very coachable guy, has had success at the largest level in high school football in Florida. They're state champs last year. And I think Darlington's a guy that, you know, even last year when he played hurt, he had a wrist injury or an arm injury, so he played through that. And I think also that he's still developing as a player. He said that he's put on weight, said he's cut down on his 40 time. I really think that you're talking about a guy that, you know, when we see him this fall, he's going to have, you know, a lot of the same things and features that he had last year in that office at Apopka. But I think he's just going to take such a tremendous step forward that you're just going to go, wow, the sky is really the limit with this kid. And I like Nebraska's chances still with Darlington, even though Ohio State seems to be the leader, I'd say, even possible.
Brian Munson, we are starting to find out just some tidbits from Nebraska, game times and such. Our poll question today was actually, when do you prefer your college football game to kick off? I still get the feeling that nobody likes 11 o'clock games, but they're necessary for television. What do you like, morning, afternoon, or night?
You know, I'm a 2:30 or 6 o'clock guy, depending on what time of, you know, what part of the year it is. 11 o'clock games, they just don't seem to have the energy that you get for a game that's a little bit later in the day. I think it has a lot to do with the whole brew and stew mentality and philosophy that exists out there in Nebraska. There's great tailgating areas down there, but I think you just, you know, it's just one of those deals where the excitement and the energy just doesn't have enough time to really build up. And I think it's one of those things that kind of crescendos throughout the day when you start talking about building out from the tailgating areas to the Haymarket, all the way right up into, you know, up into the stadium doors. It's one of those things, the energy builds in Lincoln as the day goes on. And I think that I've always just noticed that Nebraska comes out a little bit more spring in their step if it's a little bit later in the day. And I'm a bigger fan of the 2:30 and the 6 o'clock games.
Hey, this is Jim Langen here. I'm not the one swearing over here on the mic. I just want to let you know. But
Spitty. It's Spitty. It's like it's raining.
Oh, Spitty.
Are you not watching
Spitty
the Kmart
weather.
Ads? Okay. Are you not watching the Kmart ads, people?
That's my fault. Hey, you know, we were talking about the track and field athlete. You know, and I think you made some really good points. And I really do appreciate what you said about the guy runs a 10-4 and everybody thinks he's going to be able to play. And I know the Dallas Cowboys, of course, had the guy that Bob Hayes, I think it was, you know, that was a very good sprinter and went on and made it. There's been some others that haven't made it, but you know, there was a guy I think that threw the shot put, and you can help me out here. Michael Carter, was that his name, that threw the shot put in Texas like 80 feet?
I couldn't help you out with that answer right off the top of my head, but yeah, there's definitely not a great translation there either.
No, I mean, you know, but he was one. He threw it like 80 feet, and everybody, SMU was one of, I mean, 80 foot national high school record. He threw 77.7 was like the Texas State record, but he threw it like 80 feet. But he went on and played at SMU and then went on and played for the San Francisco 49ers. But you're exactly right. Just because you throw the shot put, you know, a long distance doesn't always mean that you can play football, you know. So
wow, could you imagine exploding out of that on a block?
Yeah, I think it was Michael Carter. We can look it up on the internet, but we probably will. We got all kinds of stuff here at this studio.
Hey, Brian, we do have before I let you go here, we do have an email to the Demp Hopper inbox from Jordan. Just kind of a statement that he wants you to follow up on. Cotton, Phillips, Stoltenberg, etc. Talking about maybe some Nebraska boys. Cotton, Phillips, Stoltenberg will have to prove themselves at Nebraska's summer football camps this year in order to get an offer.
I think that that's a fair statement. I think with Phillips, it's a little bit of a difference there because I think you start looking at him as, you know, playing that kind of that five technique, seven technique guy in high school to where he probably translates better to either, you know, a heavy five, maybe even down to a three or a one. And I think he also could play offensive guard, maybe even tight end. I think he's the kind of guy you got to get in, you got to work him out. I think he's athletic. I think he's strong. Stoltenberg to me is probably becoming one of the most, second to Kenzo, he's becoming the most interesting player in the state. And I think Stoltenberg is a true five technique, which I can't really recall the last time that one kind of emerged out of state, maybe Zach Potter. You know, kind of guy that can really run. You start talking about a legit 4.7, 4.8 kind of guy off the edge, big straight line speed, just isn't very dynamic in his pass rushing speed. So I think it's something that Nebraska's going to need to take a closer look at when he gets into camp. But then Kenzo, of course, you know, we've talked about, but those seem about like being like the next three guys, of course, to go along with DJ Foster. We start talking about the guys that you keep an eye on about whether or not they get an offer or whether or not they become Cornhuskers.
All right, Brian, big plans for the weekend. What do you got, lacrosse or swim meet or MMA or what's going on down there?
You know, we just finished up. We won our baseball tournament last weekend. My son did a great job pitching, and we won our way into a state USSSA tournament next weekend. So we're going to be doing a little bit of practice getting ready for that thing. But lacrosse is over with, and as soon as the baseball tournament's over with, it's right onto the MMA mats.
Is he already a one-star, or is he like a two-star?
You know what? I think he's actually committed to Nebraska in the class of 2020.
Perfect. We need all the good ones we can get. Brian, have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk with you again here in a couple of weeks.
You guys do the same. We'll see you.
Take care. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in our TNL Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Yeah, Michael Carter, 81 feet, 3.25 inches?
Yeah. I said
that would go over the fence at State Nebraska, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I said he threw it 80 feet, and he actually threw it 81 feet, 3.5 inches, and he did it in the 1979 Golden West Invite, and that's what they do. They take the top six competitors after your high school season's over in May, and they throw it in June. They invite you out there to throw it, and these guys get a computer. You know,
man,
at 81 feet, 3.5 inches, I still think, you know, in the shot put, if two guys tie, they go to the second best throw.
Yeah.
I mean, he throws one out there like at 79 feet, you know, and you're going, he's got a better one. He just takes his foot and scratches, you know, intentionally. Yeah, that'd be good.
That's just pretty amazing, pretty amazing. We'll talk with Andy from Midway here in just a moment. But as we go to break, want to give you a chance to win some tickets to tonight's Nebraska Danger Game. We do have some here at the studios in Kearney, or we can leave them at the Will Call window at the Heartland Events Center tonight. Got a few pairs left. It's not going to be hard. If you want to go to the Danger Game, we want you to go. So call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Not only do you get to see the Danger, you get to see Jimmy Langan with his nice hat and whistle.
Yep, I'll try to stay out of the way.
So call now. Andy from Midway with us here in the Doug and Daddy Studios, and great to see you again. You guys have been pretty darn busy moving merchandise. We get rid of the snow. We have a little hail. Now the sun's out finally. Nobody can catch up, but got some great deals again. Great to see you.
Hey, good seeing you too, Doug.
Let's talk about the triple savings sale event you've got going on. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. And, of course, you can always check them out at thinkmidway.com. But let's take a look at what's going on over at the Chrysler store.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, it actually would have been probably now about 6 weeks ago is when we had that hail come through, and it was nothing too serious. I mean, it was some cosmetic damage. I mean, anytime that you're going to have ice falling out of the sky at rapid speeds, I mean, you're going to have some sort of damage that's done. But, you know, we've got through it, and we've got some great deals out there. And what the triple savings sales event is all about is a lot of times when you go to a dealership and you want to look at a brand new vehicle, they tell you that you can either have your cake, but you can't eat it. And what I mean by that is here's the deal. You still got the deep, hassle-free discounts up to $9,000 off select Rams with your light-duty trade assistance bonus cash. But then here's the cool part. So there's $9,000 off there. If any of these vehicles have hail on them, you have the option to go ahead and have them fixed. We can go ahead and have them done, paintless dent repair, not a big deal at all. Or you can just take the money off the top. So that's the second part of the big savings. And the third part where it makes the most sense is 1.9% financing for up to 72 months with the approve credit on these vehicles. Now, a lot of times, if you go ahead and you want to take the deep discounts, you got to give up some of the rebates to go ahead and get the low interest rates. We've already negotiated with a couple lenders. We've got some deals set up, and with your good credit, with approved credit, we can go ahead and get you deep discounts from the hassle-free pricing, hail money on select vehicles, and the 1.9% financing. So, for example, you're talking about total savings can be anywhere between $12,000 to $15,000 between the amount of money you'll save on interest and then the hail money and then also the deep discount. So anytime you're talking about being able to save $12,000 to $15,000 off of a vehicle, that to me screams a good deal. And with the deals we have going on the Rams, that's the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, Chrysler 200s, Chrysler Town & Countries, Dodge Durangos, Jeep Grand Cherokees. The deals are endless, and we've never had this much inventory either. So we're pretty excited about it. We're going to be doing this through the rest of the month. That's how long the rates are negotiated. We're going to be closed on Sunday, just like we are every Sunday. And we're also going to be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. But we'll be there on Saturday, and we'll be full-staffed again on Monday.
Folks, stop by and see Andy and the gang. They do such a great job at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Or you can stop by at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow because there's a lot of things that we want the folks to know about.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Doug.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun during the day today with highs around 71 with a few isolated showers and storms developing around the area. Southeast winds will remain gusty. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 62. I'm Paul Frombley. Right now it's 61.
Back home again in Indiana.
Oh, yeah. The Indianapolis 500 this weekend. The only time we play Jim Nabors on this show, which is probably an oversight, isn't it?
Yeah, we should get Jim Nabors should be on at least two times.
times a year. Could you mark that down there? Put an X on that. Gym Neighbors, two times a year. Something to Christmas.
It's like 6 months. You know, it's like Christmas in July. Well, it should be Indy 500 in November.
If I can remember it, we'll do something at Christmas with him. Gym Neighbors. Where did Gym Neighbors play his high school football?
I couldn't tell you nothing. Yeah, he probably didn't have to. But after being absent because of illness last year, he will be back in Indianapolis for the Indianapolis 500 to sing the song. And apparently, Carol Brady, Florence Henderson, she sings God Bless America or something, one of the tradition songs. But now she's ill, so she won't be there. So you got Carol Brady and Gomer Pyle as the two people that sing the big songs at the Indianapolis 500.
Gomer Pyle. I love that name.
Brett Maher with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, do you even know who either one of those two people are?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I've definitely heard a couple of the names, but definitely a little bit dating myself there.
your dad will know them both.
Dad will know. Brett is kind enough to give us a few minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show while he's continuing to go through his workouts with the New York Jets. And first, congratulations on getting through rookie camp and getting signed and now trying to find a way to keep the job. I guess take me through the rookie camp, Brett, what you thought of the whole experience and maybe some surprises if there were any.
It was good. It was a great experience. Coaching staff was very open and honest with me going into it, and I ended up not having really a whole lot of surprises going into it or coming out of it, so that was definitely a big relief. Just went in there and competed and made kicks and ended up winning that portion of the competition and get to move on now and kind of have an extended competition now to see what happens for the season coming up.
Hey, Brett, a couple things. One, this is Jim Langan here, and I used to officiate some of your games. You might remember, you might not.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, great. One thing I was going to say, I was really impressed at the UCLA game when they, right at halftime, when you kicked that 55-yarder, they called timeout. You came right back and nailed it again. I mean, to me, I'd have signed you right away, right after that game. Hey, when you don't go to these camps, do you work with a holder? I mean, do you have some guy that's different that you have right now that's a different type of a holder? Does he hold for everybody, or what do you actually do they run at you, and how much time, how many seconds they want you to get the ball off? Or go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we went at the rookie camp that we were just at, every kick that we did was a live rep with a snap, with a hold, with the line, with a rush, but we're only in helmets at this point, so there's only so much of a rush that you can actually do, but it's as live as it can be for this point. So it's they try to make everything as game like as possible. There is like a get off time that we're supposed to hit, and so they're clocking us and everything like that. So they try to make it pretty game realistic, so that when we get out there, it's nothing new. It's the best way to evaluate people as well. So. Hopefully that kind of answered a little bit of your question.
Yeah, it did. Let's be honest about it. I mean, I think 62-yard field goals are overrated. They want people that can nail things from 40 and in all the time and be very consistent. But how far did they want you to kick? How far was your longest field goals you worked on?
We hit some 50-plus. We hit like two-thirds or so from about 45 and in. And then the other third from about 45 and out. I couldn't tell you the exact numbers, to be honest with you. I know that I was hitting the ball well and good enough to stick around. So that's really all that I was concerned about that last weekend. But you're right. You make your money from 45 and in. And then, you gotta hit some 50-plus yarders. But there's a little bit of leeway when it comes to that as far as your percentage goes and how much they expect you to hit out of those.
Former Kearney Bearcat, Nebraska Cornhusker Brett Maher with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan with you on this Friday before Memorial Day. Did you have interaction with the guys that you're competing against? I know they sent the Illinois kicker, Derek Dimke, home, and Nick Folks, the guy you're trying to win the job from, and I don't know if there were any other guys, but did you have interaction with those guys?
A little bit, not a whole lot. Derek and I kind of knew of each other since we were both in the Big Ten for a year. We never played each other or anything like that, but have a lot of respect for him as a person, as a kicker. Seems like a great kid. Only was around him really for 3 days to compete against him, and that was really about it. I haven't got to know Nick super well either. I've only been around him for about a week and a half or so. But again, you don't get to a point in your career like he is without being talented and without doing something right. So I'm trying to, just kind of go about my own business, stay focused on the competition, and we're both very respectful of each other, but I think we both understand that this is a competition going on right now, and so we're both doing what we need to do in that respect as well.
Brett, I've got to ask you a question because I know this came up with kind of the way Kyle Larson's career came to an end, and with a lot of kickers or punters, it's to the point right now where the NFL can find a guy that's younger, that is not as high up on the pay scale, and if he is anything as close to the veteran, they're going to go with the young kid because they're getting the same production. How much of the stuff, the business end of things, are you working with, or are you concentrated on, or is getting told you?
You know, I don't really know a whole lot about it. I know how stuff has worked in the past, but I'm not 100% sure on, how this situation is going to be. Because every team, every coach, every general manager is going to be going to see things a little bit different. So I'm just going in there, and I'm not thinking, well, I can just do okay and be comparable and still win the job. So I'm going in there, and I'm trying to win the thing outright, whether it's whether I in cheaper labor or not. So that's my mindset going in, and hopefully it ends up working out.
Yeah, hey Brett, just another thing. I noticed you had a lot of success this year punting the ball, getting the ball inside the 20-yard line or the 15 or whatever goal they want. But you had a lot of punts this year that I think got unnoticed because the ball was down, like I'd say inside the 15 or inside the 10. I thought you did a really good job with that. Is there any chance these people are going to look at you when they take you and say, hey, you know what, this might be a dual threat here?
That hasn't really happened in the NFL as far as the guy doing all three. That's kind of, it's really tough to do, and you can get tired with the longer season, with the playoffs. I mean, you go to the Super Bowl, you're playing 20 games and then add preseason in there. That's a long time to be racking up kicks. So I think more than anything, it's going to help me just be more marketable know that I bring that to the table, and that if something would happen, like in a game, to the punter, then I'd be more than an adequate fill-in to do that as well. So I think that's kind of where that comes into play. I don't really foresee myself being an all-three guy in the NFL, just because I think that would cause a whole lot of wear and tear on your body and probably get burnt out pretty easily, come playoff time at the end of the season.
Brett Maher, New York Jets, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brett, I hate to break the news to you, and we all love you back here, but Jets aren't going to the Super Bowl this year. I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, we'll see. I'm just trying to make the team right now.
What's it like? What's the atmosphere? It's New York. I know when we talked to you before the draft, I said, I hope he doesn't end up going to New York. You said you'd be fine with that. Of course, anywhere would be great. So what's it like now that you're out there?
It's fun. We're actually about 45 or so minutes from the city, so it's kind of nice. It's really, really pretty nice place with great scenery where the facilities are. I've been into the city briefly one time, and that was it, really. So pretty much right now my days are waking up about 6 in the morning and getting back to the hotel about 6 or 6:30 at night from the facilities. So there's not a whole lot of time for me to go out and explore, I like it. I like the culture out there. I like what's going on, and I like the position that I'm in. So I don't really have a whole lot to complain about at this point.
You know, Brett, you were a tremendous athlete in high school. You know, a lot of success in track and a lot of success in football, catching the ball too. I cannot believe that if I would have had you on my field goal team, how many fake field goals I could have had. The New York Jets might make it to the Super Bowl. They don't even need to get into field goal and 1st and 10, start out in field goal, and we'll just start faking 3 of these things and see what we can come up with.
I'm all right with that. That would be fun.
Brett, we'll let you out of here with this. What's been the coolest thing now since the draft? I guess I want to give you that month timetable here. Something that maybe has happened to you that wouldn't have happened otherwise.
I think probably just kind of growing my network, meeting a lot more interesting, successful, cool people, and getting to see more things. I'd never been to New York, never really even been out on the East Coast since I was a kid. So just getting more life experiences that I wouldn't have gotten if I wouldn't have been in this position. It's probably the coolest thing. I don't know if I can hit on one specific thing. But just kind of the whole experience has been just a ton of fun and very grateful for it.
Well, I know there was only a handful of those really cool people in your book, like me and Big Daddy and Jimmy, so I'm glad that you're being able to fill that in a little bit more here, buddy.
Hey, absolutely.
We always appreciate you giving us a few minutes. We'll continue to run you down and find out what's going on as we get closer to NFL camp and hopefully a starting job with the New York Jets. So enjoy your weekend, and as always, thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
That sounds good. Thanks for your support, guys. I appreciate having me.
Hey, good luck to you. I hope things really work out well for you.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, bud. Thank you.
That is Brett Maher, of course. And as you said, part of winning football and state track championships at Kearney High, and then just one of the best in the country for Nebraska. And if you are looking for the best this Memorial Day weekend, it's grilling time, and Troutman's Quality Meats is there for you. It is a grill's best friend. Don't forget their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. That's one meal this weekend. How about a great rack of ribs? You can get the sauces and the rubs to do it the way you want. They've got that for you at Troutman's. All of their USDA Choice Certified Angus beef is ready to roll. You can do that. Kids love that as well. Maybe you're going out to the golf course. Maybe you're going to go do some fishing. Maybe you're just traveling. Stock the cooler with summer sausage and snack sticks. Shove them into the old tackle box or golf bag, and you've got something ready to go at any time. No matter what you need, it is there for you. Prime ribs, steaks, as we said, the USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage available every single day. They're open 6 days a week. Get into Troutman's today or on Saturday, and they'll be ready for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, Highway 30, Kearney.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination.
Turn right ahead.
And drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, everything's on sale at performancebike.com. Over 10,000 items, all on sale with savings up to 70% off. Save on every bike we sell and all the gear you need for every style of riding. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, accessory, everything is on sale. The Everything's on Sale event at performancebike.com runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss.
The 12th Annual Faces Rally, June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Upland, Nebraska. Faces is a great organization for children and adults with facial differences. Friday night, June 7th, the Faces Rally will have pedal car and tricycle races for kids, plus inflatable bounce houses, slides, and much more for the little ones. Friday night entertainment by the M&M Sisters, starting at 7. Then don't miss Bunkhouse Karaoke following. Be a part of the raffle and auction on Saturday in the park. Items including a $1,500 camera. There will be a bike show and shine Saturday morning, June 8th. The winner will be announced Saturday night and presented with a trophy. Prizes from Pepsi along with a cash prize. Also on Saturday, a hog roast starting at 6, followed by live music from the Whiskey Richard Band during the street dance. The 12th Annual Faces Rally, June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Upland. More information online at facesrally.org.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. Paul George launches a three to send game one to OT.
Back to George in the air for the tie. Oh! He got it!
Then down by one, it was LeBron.
LeBron James beats the buzzer!
Game two between the Pacers and Heat, Friday night at 7:30, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun during the day today with highs around 71 with a few isolated showers and storms developing around the area. Southeast winds will remain gusty. Tonight we'll head back to a low of 62. I'm Paul Frumbly. Right now it's 61.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Lagan, sending you into the Memorial Day weekend. Big Daly's Deli on the way out of town, on the way in town, or just buzzing around town. Two locations in Hastings, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South Street, and in Kearney, top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd, home of a bazillion sandwiches. What do we got today, Jimmy? Give me a number.
Okay, let's go with number three.
Number three today is a Hormel 98% roast beef fat-free. 98% fat-free Hormel roast beef. Just put any topping you want on there, any sauces, and you get your choice of bread, of course, and cheeses. Maybe you want to make it a little combo meal. You can get the drink, chips. Maybe you want to throw in a cookie or a fruit, you know, a little fruit instead of the chips. They'll do that for you.
How much would that cost me with the senior citizen discount?
you're going to have to show them your card. You know that.
All right.
You can't pull that off, brother. If that's what you're going to go with today, you're going on the three side. I'm going with my favorite, the 48 Mike Super Combo with turkey, salami, and bacon.
Ooh.
You can't go wrong with turkey, salami, and bacon. It's all there for you. Big Daly's Deli. See him anytime. Open 7 days a week in Kearney and Hastings. And as we get out of here, NBA playoffs continue tonight. You still love that move that LeBron James made to win game one.
Wasn't that something? That was a heck of a deal. I mean, what a play. I mean, you know, and everybody's second guessing the coach so bad on, you know, what the defense they used and et cetera.
Having the wrong guy in, yeah.
Yeah. What would have you done? What would have you done a little different, Doug? I mean, now that you saw the play, I mean, what would have you done a little different? If you have anything, you would have changed it all.
He explains why he didn't have Roy Hibbert in there, because he didn't think he'd be able, if they go to Chris Bosh, to go out and guard him. But they cleared it out for LeBron. And in this day and age, let's face it, any of those guys is capable of hitting a fadeaway 20-footer. On this particular play, the chaser on LeBron overplayed him, and that gave him the alley to the bucket. If he doesn't overplay him, LeBron catches, he faces, he squares up, and he nails the 17-footer and beats you anyway. So, it's just the excitement of the NBA, and I expect Miami to win again tonight, and I think this series might basically be over when we're back here on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, the other thing in the NBA, you know, they do have illegal defenses. I mean, it's not like in high school where you could come out and go, hey, you know, let's double-team this guy, you know, maybe double-team this other guy, and, I think maybe, you know, I kind of like the idea when, on a play with less than 3 seconds to go, you might want to put a 7-foot, and a lot of teams have these 7-foot on the guy taking the ball out of bounds. But other than that, I mean, I need LeBron James with 6 fouls sitting on the bench, and I can defend a little bit better.
They are pros.
Yes, they are.
Jimmy, have a great Memorial Day.
You too.
We're going to have Jimmy back in as our co-host on Tuesday, and we are going to recap everything that happened over the weekend. Maybe Nebraska's going to the NCAA tournament. We will be taking a look at the field of 64 because we will have the regionals all set up for baseball. We'll see how the softball team did, the D2 and NAIA National Track Kids, all those results for you. And we want to thank our guest today, New York Jet Brett Maher, and from the Big Red Report, Brian Munson. We appreciate it all, folks. Be safe. We want to have you back for Tuesday's Doug and Daddy Show, and give Jimmy a shout-out tonight if you go to the Danger Game.